Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I See Grace by Maka Tyler brings us to 14 minutes past five. It is a Monday. Monday afternoons are rather exciting for me because we get to have conversations with Pastor Fikile Boke, and she is from Heartlines. And so she's joining me once again in studio this afternoon. So with that being said, I think without wasting any further time, let me welcome you in, Mfundisi Goss.
Yeah. Luko, for having me yet again this evening. Good evening to you, Radio Pulpit listener. Is it 6:57 a.m.?
Of course, you got it.
Happy to be here.
You're even catching on the frequency now.
Listen, we are doing this thing.
Today we're talking about father involvement in the early years and tips for fathers on how to be involved. And this particular feature is brought to us by Heartlines. I must say, I can't remember how far back I actually know Heartlines, but I think I was probably still in high school even.
Most probably. In fact, to refresh other people's minds or even bring the connection, if you've ever heard of a TV series called Soul City.
Soul City.
Yes, Soul City. That's part of the work that Heartlines has done.
In Dynamite Dip Cliff Dudes, was it part of you guys?
I wasn't quite involved at that time, but I know there is a connection.
Wow.
Our founder, our CEO, Dr. Garth Jaffet, is the man behind all these powerful things.
Wow.
So as Heartlines, you know that we promote positive values, and we do that through story. So if you remember during the times of Soul City, that was about HIV AIDS and bringing our awareness. So even the stories that were told were around addressing values to do with HIV and AIDS. And of course, we, you know, had a time where we were talking, we are still talking values and money, and there's a movie around that called Nothing for Mahala. And
I think I remember that one.
And of course, we've got What's Your Story? And that also has a movie attached to it, which is Beyond the River. But of course, today, the focus is on Father's Matter.
Daddies, yeah.
And of course, on that too, we do have films. We've got six films that are also available on our YouTube. They were flighted a number of times on our national broadcaster, and are currently available to watch.
So you guys literally have an entire like program and that is film crew and everything, and you actually make these movies.
Correct.
What? What? I thought you kind of like just endorsed them and then people do them. So you are okay. I didn't know that.
It's the great work that Heartlines is doing, and of course led by Dr. Garth Jaffet.
Wow.
He's doing great things out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're talking, like I said, with father involvement in the early years and tips of fathers on how to be involved. Just also like Mfikile said, just to give you a bit of info, Heartlines is an NGO that uses the power of story to address social issues to inspire positive behavior change. I sound like a broken record, right? Now, Father's Matter is an initiative of Heartlines that seeks to promote the active positive presence of fathers and father figures in the lives of children.
Right.
So, hey, join us to understand and learn why it is so important for fathers to be involved in the lives of their children and how this helps the children.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pastor Fikile, last week we learned that fathers who are positively present and active have a valuable contribution to make in a child's life. Mm-hmm. We've also heard about some of the challenges stopping fathers from being involved. How can we then create an environment that is supportive for father involvement?
Sure. Look, that's a very important question. For starters, I want to start with the one that's a bit difficult. You know, not every relationship is sweet and flowing, that father is there to be involved with the children and so forth.
True.
Let me start with where the father has a visiting right.
All right.
Right. Oftentimes you find that there are challenges even when the court has, you know, given the decision to say the father will come see the child ever so often, that you find that the mother still wants to superimpose over that visit. So the father-child relationship is not so much honed because they're not spending the necessary time.
It's not as free-flowing as it should actually be.
Mommy wants to impose on what should happen. Sure. But you find that sometimes even at home, where it's just a proper family, fathers are, you know, are not really taking that part to be there for their children. So what we suggest, what we advise is that mothers, female caregivers, including ECD practitioners, should actually encourage the involvement of fathers in the lives of their children, you know, to play that role. And also when a man avails themselves to play that role of being a father to their child, let's get this right. They're not babysitting.
Thank you.
They're fathering.
They're fathering.
Right? And as and when they do their fathering, the rest of us as the community, we shouldn't ridicule them. They are not sissies.
True.
Abasing abosis makoti. Abatliswanga, they have not been, you know,
given a love potion.
There's no love. There's nothing like a floor X-ray happened on them.
Floor X-ray is what you call it.
You know how we are quick to judge that if a man is involved with their child, even
something
as
wrong
little
with him.
As changing a nappy, we think something is wrong. No. That man is just fathering.
Yeah.
And therein are they able to create a bond, because the child might not be able to say much, but they see.
Exactly. They see daddy's involvement and it means something to them.
Correct. So sure. We must encourage father involvement by all means necessary.
Actually, as you were just talking about the whole, you know, fathers being given rights by the courts, not a long time ago, I think it must have been about 2-3 weeks ago, I met up with a gentleman in the gym. And what actually made me strike a conversation with him was we were sitting at the steam room, and all of a sudden, he looks down and I could see he was actually praying. So when he was done, I was like, amen. He smiled and he looked at me. Had a bit of a conversation, and so I asked him, are you a born-again believer? He says, yeah, I just haven't always done right. Long and short of it, he shared a story with me how he had just come back to the Lord. He felt disappointed because his marriage fell apart, and the wife was apparently addicted to substances. And so he fought. And somehow she knew she wouldn't win the battle, but obviously she's going to fight as well. But he says, we went through the entire process. I was about to get full custody. And he says, my lawyer was so angry with me because just towards the end, before I could get that final from, you know, the courts, the Holy Spirit nudged my heart and he said, you will have won the legal battle, but what about the child's rights and heart?
What about the child?
And he says, and the thing is, right towards the end of it, I'm beginning to see the improvements in her life. I'm not saying she stopped taking substances, and I'm not even saying I want to go back to her because now they're divorced. But he says, but I thought it would have damaged me to part ways with my daughter.
Yeah.
So am I not doing the same thing to my daughter by breaking that full-time relationship with the mom?
Correct.
So he said to his lawyer, look, she might live with me. I'm okay with that. But can you give us a chance with the ex-wife to navigate how we move her around?
Yeah.
Because I've lost a couple of months now because she was with mommy, and then I'm now winning to take her. And he says, whether she lives with me or mommy now doesn't really matter. But all I'm saying is, let us discuss it. Let's see how we can both do it. And so as I'm hearing, I'm just like, Oh, man.
That's a sensible man right there. What I'm hearing you say is that this man has put the needs of the child ahead of
above
all of
his feelings.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Substance or not, the mother is still the mother. And look,
exactly.
Had he brought that argument up, chances are that this woman would have lost custody over the child.
That's why she was on the verge of losing it. The courts were just, all she was left with was a document to say, hey, take your baby.
Yeah. But then this is where it's very important that as parents, we look at the common good for the child.
Mm.
Fathering or mothering has not so much to do with partnering.
Exactly.
That
though it's important that partnering can be done, but it doesn't have so much to do.
If it does, if the partnering is going to tear apart this very child, then perhaps we must just continue as co-parenting.
Exactly.
You know, but ultimately, it is important for us to note that this child needs both the contribution of the mother and of the father. And when I say contribution, again, we're not talking financially only, but in all aspects, because we are dealing with a whole being, and we need to approach this parenting thing holistically for the benefit of the child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, what are some of the practical ways, Mamfikile, in which fathers can get more involved in their young child's learning journey?
Yeah. Look, in early childhood development, we say that children learn through play.
All right.
Right? So the best way that your child is going to learn certain things, it's not like in primary education where they sit behind the desk and you say, this is our baka. No, that's not. But some of these concepts, color, shapes, and whatnot, they learn them through play. And so we encourage parents that even at home, apart from the formal setup of an early childhood development center, at home, parents need to tap into that strength of a child to teach them stuff through learning.
Okay.
I mean, through playing, rather. So this is where we encourage fathers that take the time to play with your children. Because while you play, there are very important lessons of life that you are teaching them. That's one. But number two, listen. When your child says something, pay attention, because you might not know how much they know until you hear them speak.
Exactly.
Right? It's easy to just push them away to think they are a baby. They don't know what they're saying. But through what they're saying, you can then begin to tell what information they are ready for, what information they are asking for.
Okay.
The other thing is reading. There is power in reading for a child.
Okay.
Be it a bedtime story. For believers, we highly recommend read the word to your children.
Wow.
Let them
don't think
hear.
It's too much for them.
No. In fact, the word of God says when you sit down with them, teach them the statutes. So reading stories, telling them stories, it's a very good way of connecting and creating that bond. In fact, one of the programs that we encourage in early childhood development is the stories, the Nali Bali stories that are even available online. You can just, you know, go online, read a story. And by the way, this doesn't even mean read it in English. Read it in your language, because this is where you reinforce language and you introduce words. Right? Yeah, and apart from that, I mean, there's just a whole lot of things. So let's go to physical playing. You know, when a father and a child play together, there's just something interesting when a father goes on their four.
All right.
And this child piggybacks on their daddy, and they tumble, they run, they tickle each other, and so forth. This child realizes that daddy has come to my level to come play with me.
True.
You know, we don't always have to be on technology. Let's be physical with our children. Let them feel our warmth. Let them feel our heartbeat. Imagine a father cuddling their child, putting them on their lap, and this child's head is on the chest. And they can feel that heartbeat. And they can begin to ask, Papa, what is that? That's a conversation right there. You're already teaching life science.
True.
At an early age, right?
That is so true.
Yeah. And but of course, you know, through our Father's Meta Coach, one can just dial in there if you really feel like, you know what, you've exhausted all of your tricks.
I don't know what to do.
Ask a question from a Father's Meta Coach and let Father's Meta Coach give you some tips.
Okay, we'll give you context for the Father's Matter Coach right at the end.
Correct.
Now, how can we encourage fathers to build strong emotional connections with their children?
Sure. Luko, emotions have to be communicated.
Okay.
I know, especially from my black brothers. My African
brothers.
That's
a difficult one.
It's a difficult one. We did not grow up that way.
Exactly.
Saying, I don't remember hearing my father say, I love you. Right? And this generation has to change the narrative. We need to verbalize our love, but not just say to a child, I love you. The child needs to see
and feel the love.
See and experience the action that correlates with what you say. Right? So when you say I love you, it must give meaning to what you already are doing for this child and to this child. I mean, some of the things, just making sure that when you are with the child, you give them your attention.
Okay.
You're not distracted. You know, some of us, we say we are in the house, we are with the child. You say, I spent 2 hours with them. But in the 2 hours, you were on social media. And so when they say, Mama, like, yeah, or Daddy.
You get annoyed.
You get annoyed. Yeah. You want to change the channel, you are on your laptop. That doesn't count. We need to be intentional about putting time aside that our children can not just, you know, the African proverb that say children are to be seen and not heard. No, that narrative has to change. Our children need to know that they are seen
and heard.
And heard. When they say something, there must be a reciprocation or an answer to what they are saying, an acknowledgement. You know, you get to that, children get to that age where it's why all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And some parents feel that can be annoying. But what you do not know as a parent is that you are losing out on a very important time of informing and educating
dialogue
with your little one. Help them improve their vocab. Some of us, we get surprised when we hear our children say certain things and wonder where we got them from. It's because we would rather have Roblox teach them. And we are not enforcing some proper language. And it's not even about enforcing, but introducing that language and saying this and that. Even when they speak to you, ask them, what does that mean? You know, self-esteem also. When you acknowledge the children around you, your child, it boosts their esteem.
That's true.
And their confidence has a way of getting better. When you, as a parent, a caregiver, encourages them, you know, and become warm and affectionate with them. So those are some of the tips that we give, that be intentional about communicating your affection to your children.
It's amazing because I kind of understand mommies that get tired of the why stage. There was once a mama stage, and now it's why to everything. Yes. Why? You know, it really puzzles me, because I was just saying to Auntie the other day, it seems as though my twins, 16 months old, by the way, they understand that udada, udada, When they say dada, they're speaking to my husband.
Right.
But I've never seen them do that dada thing and look at the face. But now I've learned recently that they're actually fascinated by the term mama. So when I'm carrying them, there's this habit when I carry one, the other one will quickly run to me as well. I have to carry them as well. So I've got to carry two.
Right.
Then they look at me, mama. And then they smile. So I must respond.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is this about? And
say
it's almost
something.
As if they can't believe that I'm responding to mama. So are you really mama?
Right. And you know what? This is what I normally say to parents, that as annoying in quotes as you may think it is, that they keep on calling you. Sometimes they'll say mama, you say huh, and say mama. Like, okay, can you just get to the point?
Yes.
But think about it this way. When they become a teenager, there'll be a time that they might think you're annoying because now you want to spend time with them.
Exactly.
So if you do not cultivate that culture now, that you do have time to converse with them. In fact, and the truth is, we are not always ready, right? We lead busy lives, so we're not always ready to give them that attention.
Yeah.
But your children must know that they have space in you.
If that it is so means, true.
And because we're talking fathers matter, especially, if it means as a father you are that busy and you know that you can't entertain that papa, daddy, dada, dada every now and then, let the children know that there is actually a time that you create
that's
for
set
them,
for them.
That is set for them. That they can know, I have an appointment. This is what my husband would say to couples at church, that, you know, and this is more on the spouse's side, that as a business person, you have a diary, right? And you know that you are seeing a supplier when you are seeing a potential client, when you're seeing a partner, reporting, da, da, da. You've got it on schedule.
All right.
How is it then that you cannot schedule your spouse if your schedule is that tight? Schedule them in. Let them know.
Let them be part of your schedule.
Exactly.
That's so true.
Let your PA have it in the diary.
Come on.
That 12 to 2 on Mondays, Mr. Boka is with Mrs. Boka, and that is an untouched time. In the same way, if
slot
you can
your
schedule
kids in.
Your clients, schedule your children in, because they're just as important.
That's so
if not
true.
More.
That's don't just give them the last 2 minutes of your day that you've got there.
Crumbs.
Sure. Actually, you just last night you reminded me we had an event here at Radio Pulpit yesterday, actually. And
in your beautiful red dresses, I saw.
Yes. And Smangla had told me that about 5:30 latest we'd be out of there. And it was quite late for me because weekends I always prioritize my girls, make sure I bath them. Because, I mean, I only get home after 6 on Monday and Friday. So I'm not really able to do that on those particular 2 days.
Yeah.
So then I do it because Tuesday I don't come to work and I do it any other day. But I'm especially intentional about Saturday and Sunday. So yesterday I'm sitting and I'm looking at the time. 5:31 And I'm just like, I know Auntie will bath them. And something said to me, but tomorrow you're at work.
Yeah.
So who's going to bath them? The same Auntie. I took my stuff and I left. I was like, yeah. So I understand exactly what you mean. It's not a matter of just, hey, I'll do it when I can. If I can't, then I can't.
Yeah. It's about being intentional and prioritizing them. And you'll be amazed that later in life, that pays out as an investment that you've made. They will remember these minute, mundane things that any other person looking at them may have thought, ah, it's just a day today. But later in life, they will remember that my father, my mother used to set time aside.
And they did not compromise it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. So what would you say to fathers who don't live in the same home as their children, or who work long hours? How can they build a stronger emotional connection with their child?
Yeah, no, that's a very important one, because then that person needs to be even more intentional about their interaction with their children.
Yeah.
So I want to refer you to one, you know, earlier on I told you about our films, the Fathers Matter films. There is one interesting film, although we're talking ECD, but this one is with an older child. It's called In Time. Okay. And so this is a story about a father who was a minor. Mm-hmm. So obviously he stayed away from home. And he had a daughter who was an athlete.
All right.
And this father would take time to call home and encourage the daughter and coach him on how to run.
Wow.
And that's how their bond was created. Even when this daughter was shaky in terms of the competition, each time she remembered the conversations they had with the father, she felt driven.
Wow.
As a result, she won the race.
Wow.
So what exactly am I saying? I'm saying, let's be intentional. If you're working away from home and you come home at a time that your children are asleep, or maybe you see them once a week or however often, make the time. Technology is on our side today.
Yeah.
Make a video call.
Exactly.
You know, one of the practices that I'll call it a practice now, every now and then my husband works out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And for the days that he's out of town, because we have daily altar, a family altar, when that time for family altar comes, my husband calls in, video calls us. And we will either be in the same room with the children or be in different rooms so that each one is able to connect from their phone.
Okay.
And then we go through our daily prayer points.
As you would, as if he was home.
As he was home. And you know what that does? It reinforces the voice and the authority of daddy to say, we are going to pray together as a family.
Mm.
And apart from just praying together, then he will then touch base with each child.
Wow.
And so I've seen how our children each are confident in the fact that they have a relationship with daddy, not as siblings, but as individuals.
But individually.
Right?
Sure.
So this is one of the things that we encourage, that daddy, if it's more than one child, it's good to take them on a group outing. It's good to catch up around the table. But we need to be intentional in that they know that this is my time alone.
Sure.
It's not me and my twin together
and
daddy. It's me and daddy alone. It's me and mommy alone. Okay. Yes, then
I'm learning today.
That we come together because we need to see our children as individuals, not always as a team. We need to allow their voice to come up. We need to make sure that their fears are dealt with as an individual. They know that I am seen in the light of me being an individual. But also we need to avoid being, you know, the ones that are giving presents instead of being present.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you find that oftentimes you'll have, maybe if someone is very busy, to make up.
With gifts.
Yeah, we make up with presents instead of our presence, if I'm making sense.
Yeah, you are.
We want to give big gifts, like, okay, I'm going to buy you this expensive phone to make up for the fact, so that you see that daddy is not around and doing something.
Mm.
So we need to really understand that all these things that we can buy in the world, they are not equal our being, our sense.
Mm.
Our children sometimes are not looking for all these material things. They're just looking for us.
That's true.
To affirm
them. Just be available.
Be available to calm the storms in their little hearts. To see them. There are things that our children might not even be able to articulate. But as an adult, when you are present, you can even begin to discern what might be transpiring in this little mind.
Yeah, that's true.
That otherwise, you would not have been able to pick up if you were just sending presents and buying this and the other.
Wow.
Yeah.
I must say, I am learning. I see Mr. Giftbook is also learning. So let's take an opportunity to inform them at the time that they're still asking.
Yeah.
There will be a time when your opinion is not important.
That's so true.
And it's going to hurt. When that time comes, it's going to hurt.
That sounds like my husband. Right?
Definitely him. And as GC is saying, I'm listening to you, and I think I'm grateful that I got to hear what you said with regards to just relating to our kids differently.
Yeah.
Because it's very easy. And you know how, as a twin mom, for me, it's doing things collectively. Mm. And fortunately, they're same gender.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you want to build that sisterhood. And I always stress the importance of siblinghood, because
yeah.
I've seen the benefit, you know, in how we grew up with my siblings. There's five of us, by the way.
Wow.
My twin brother, my sister, my older brother, my two older brothers, actually.
Mm.
But now I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, whew, I need to learn to invest in them separately, and also to create that confidential relationship between the two.
Correct.
Things that Kia might not be able to say in front of Ua, or there's certain emotions I'll get to get out of Ua that I don't get currently. Because I always say Kia is the soft and affectionate
yeah.
one. Ua is the rough one.
Yeah.
But when Ua really wants to be soft, maybe she just needs mommy separately.
Yes.
So I am so blessed to have learned this as early as 16 months, because now I go back
yeah.
home and apply this and be a present mom to each of them, not to both of them.
Yeah. And because, you know, when you have two children in the case of twins,
mm.
it's possible that the one might overpower the other.
Definitely.
And so the one who's overpowered is not even at liberty to say, hear me out here.
Mm.
So with time, their voice literally dissipates.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, she said it. So we must be intentional about saying, okay, I've heard what she wants, but what do you want?
Mm.
And creating those memories, because you see, as siblings, you find that there's one who's more outgoing,
of course,
and who likes photos and whatever.
Mm.
It's easy to forget the one who doesn't quite like,
and you're just like, oh, that's their personality.
Yeah, that's their personality.
Mm.
But later in life, it catches up with you.
True,
like when they see pictures and like, so I'm the one that's least liked in the family.
Because I'm hardly ever in the picture.
I'm hardly ever there.
Sure.
And even when you want to explain that, but you didn't like it. But it could be that, not that I didn't like it, maybe I didn't initiate it because you didn't initiate it either.
Sure. I'm so blessed, because this is particularly about fathers, but we as mommies get to learn as well.
Always.
How beautiful is that?
We adapt.
How blessed are we?
Indeed.
Any closing remarks from Figula before I let you go?
Of course, we have the Father's Meta Coach.
Mm.
And
glad you remembered it.
it's a very important part of our work, because even when the office is closed and you can't get hold of us, Father's Meta Coach is always available 24/7, 365. And so how do you get in touch with that? It's a WhatsApp response line.
Mm-hmm.
You save the number 060-058-2107 on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'll repeat the number 060-058-2107. And all you do is send a prompt, hi, and from there the conversation will go. So if it's the first time that you are doing this, it will require you to sign up. It will ask you the ages of your children, even if it's 10. You can just put those ages. And so on certain days, you'll be receiving tips.
Wow.
To do with the age you are dealing with.
Mm.
But you don't have to necessarily wait for the tip. You can actually literally ask if you have a challenge. Let's say we're talking early childhood, and you're a dad, you are left with your child, and you really don't know about this cry that this child is
yeah.
giving. Believe it or not, Daddy, every cry has a meaning.
Okay.
So
okay.
A baby cries, it does not always mean they're hungry.
Mm.
They could be wet. They could be needing some peace and calm.
Mm.
They could just be needing company.
Mm.
So Father's Meta Coach can give you some tips to say, maybe consider this, look at that, you know, and until you get it right and you communicate. And you know, whatever frustrations you may be having. It's your companion, really, to assist you to become a positive, present, active father
and
in the life of your child.
Dad.
Absolutely that. That is our heartbeat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mom Figula, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
We'll do this again next week.
I'm looking forward.
God bless.
Bless you too, ma'am.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.